kids, in the spring of 2007, everything was great between me and Robin. So we decided to try and make it even better. We decided to move in together.
So I can have the moving truck here by 8 a.m. Does that sound good to everybody?
By the way, what do you guys do with Ted's room? Because if you need help with the rent, I'll take it.
Why would you want to live with us?
I don't call what you guys do living. Here's the deal. I need a room closer to the bar. It takes me exactly 23 minutes to get a girl from the bar back to my apartment. A lot can go wrong in 23 minutes.
This is going to be so hot.
Barney's date falls asleep on his shoulder in a cab.
She's paying.
I swear, if he doesn't call me back, I'm gonna go through with this.
Please hurry, sir.
I wanna do dirty stuff with you. Stuff I won't let him do.
Every red light you run is an extra $20.
Baby? Oh, no. It was all my fault.
I am so drunk. When I'm this drunk, I go crazy.
I bet you do.
Check this out.
If I had a room here, all I have to do is get him upstairs. Come on, guys, it'll be great. We'll come in after you guys are asleep, and I'll be gone before you wake up.
So you get to have sex, and we get to wake some skanky girl up in the morning and kick her out?
God, Lily. Some guy just told her that he loved her, then pretended to go to the bathroom and never came back. You can't make her a cup of coffee? Real nice.
Snapshots of Ted, Lily, Robin, Marshall, and Barney. How I Met Your Mother, created by Carter Bays and Craig Thomas.
I put all your heavy jackets in this box marked Winter, and all your colorful sweaters in this box marked Bill Cosby.
That's fun, but America loved that guy for a reason. Wow, almost done. Not so fast. Take your sword. Wow. End of an era.
Yeah. It's a bummer to break up the set, but you're gonna need that sword.
It's true. My building is infested with dragons.
One more. Looks like our little boy's finally moving out.
Seems like just yesterday he was a cute little freshman discovering reggae and ultimate frisbee.
He did it later than the other kids, but we never pushed him. We knew he'd get there.
You haven't moved in yet, have you? Good. You guys have to take this quiz. I found it in a magazine. It's called the Are You Ready to Move In Together quiz.
Well, if it's anything like your Are You Wearing Panties quiz, I'm out.
Question one. Ted, do you want to move in with Robin?
Yes.
Oh, you got the first one wrong. The answer is no. You secretly want to be single and hang out with your awesome friend Barney. Question two. Robin, do you think you can score a hotter guy than Ted? Correct. The answer was awkward silence. Question three. Did I just make up this quiz to prove a point? Yes. Yes, I did.
Really? You mean it's not from Old Yellow Legal Pad magazine?
So, we all agree? We move Ted's stuff back up here?
No. We're still moving in together.
Why? This is crazy. Ted, you're throwing your life away. This girl is blinding you with her shiny hair and her boob-shaped boobs. This is bad for you, too, you know. How are you going to feel when he sees you without any makeup?
I'm not wearing makeup right now.
Holy crap, you're beautiful. All right, then. How will you feel when you can't sneak the occasional cigarette?
Oh, come on. Robin doesn't smoke. Wait, do you?
Of course not. Why? You don't tell me how to live my life.
Ted, I can't let you do this.
Come on, this is happening. So instead of fighting it, why don't you just help?
You want me to help you?
Yeah.
Okay, Ted. I'll help you.
Can't believe we actually got him to take a box down. Maybe he's finally getting on board. Where's the truck? Where's Barney?
Wait for it.
I can't believe this! Everything I own in the world is in there, except for this box of pot lids. And the sword. I'm gonna kill him. I swear to God, I am going to kill him.
Right. Maybe I'll just hold on to that for now.
Marshall, we live alone.
This is so great! We can finally do all the things we always said we wanted to do if we lived alone.
Oh, I know what I want to start with.
They're sitting naked on the sofa.
So here we are, right? Sitting around the apartment naked? Awesome.
Yeah.
It's not as awesome as I thought it would be.
My butt itches.
Cold.
I noticed.
Yeah, like you're one to talk, pointy.
Barney, I don't know if you got my other 47 messages, but if my stuff isn't here within the hour, I'm calling the cops. This is the last time I'm calling you. Because my charger's in the back of the truck.
Don't worry, it's Barney. He'll bring the stuff back.
I was really looking forward to settling in, you know? Maybe setting up my TV, watching a movie in bed. What?
Do we really want a TV in the bedroom?
I thought we did.
I'm not sure that we do.
Well, where else would we put my TV?
We could just put it in our storage unit in the basement.
But wouldn't we miss my TV?
Would we?
Yes, we would. We've had that TV for a long time, and we would feel more at home if it were set up in our bedroom.
We need wine, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Marshall and Lily are kissing.
Should we, move this to the bedroom?
Why? Ted doesn't live here anymore. We can do it wherever we want.
You know what else? We don't have to be quiet anymore. We can be as loud as we want.
Okay, I think we need to lay down some ground rules. Just because we can be loud doesn't mean we have to be loud. And although it might turn you on, you screaming, "I'm the best," doesn't do much for me.
Well, it's a lot better than yelling, "Ted's not here," over and over again.
Well, at least what I said is true.
Well, that was unnecessary.
Well, since I only have one box, I figure I might as well unpack it.
Where do you think we should put it?
Well, unless you have a separate pot lid room, I was thinking the cupboard.
The thing is, my kitchen is kind of small, and I already have a bunch of pot lids, and mine come with pots, so...
You're saying there's no way to make room for the single box of stuff I tried to move into our place?
Well, why don't you just take it down to the...
Do not say storage space.
I was gonna say dumpster.
Damn it, Robin! This is all I have left in the world! 8 pot lids and a sword!
Yeah, about the sword.
Ted's mobile rings.
Hello?
Put on the suit, Mr. Mosby.
Barney, I know it's you. Where's my stuff?
It's not me. If you want to see your precious possessions again, put on the suit.
What suit?
Ding dong. Oh, what's that? The doorbell? That's the suit I'm talking about.
I haven't gotten to the door yet.
Oh, okay, let me know when you get there.
Okay, I opened it, and there's a suit there.
That's the suit I'm talking about.
Barney.
This isn't Barney. But I hear that guy's awesome. All right, listen very carefully. You will get your stuff back if you are able to complete a series of challenges. Number 1, put on the suit. Number 2, meet me at McLaren's in an hour.
How will I know who to look for since we've never met?
Barney ponders.
I look like Barney.
Oh, hey, Ted! Suit and sneakers. A little Ellen DeGeneres, but you pull it off.
I don't have any other shoes because you stole them along with everything else I own in the world. Where's the truck, Barney?
Barney. People whose trucks I'm not holding for ransom call me Barney. I think you should call me the Commodore.
I'm not calling you.
Not getting your stuff back?
Can I please have my stuff back? The Commodore?
No. Here's the deal. Ted, you're my bro. And you're about to become a henpecked, beaten-down shell of a man. So tonight, we are going to have one last awesome night together as bros. It's a broing away party. A special brocasion. A bro choice rally. Bro time at the Apollo.
Oh, bro me. Well, so what do I have to do?
No, it's not what you have to do, it's what you want to do. And you want to have a good time before you go take Fun Ted out back and shoot him. So, first thing on the docket, give me that girl's number.
Absolutely not.
That's too bad. Hey, hypothetical question. If I was all your stuff, would I rather be at the bottom of the East River or the Hudson?
Hey, look, World's Strongest Man is on.
Oh, it's the one where Lou Ferrigno pulls the bus from the Partridge Family with his teeth.
That's the best one.
Hey, Ted, get it!
They share a look of realization.
We live alone.
Yay.
Well, I win. You need to give my friend your phone number.
Wow, I really didn't think Lou Ferrigno could pull that bus. Are you sure this is live? It looks pretty old.
Yeah, it's because the TV is old.
Oh.
So I'll call you tomorrow?
Not too early. I have church.
You were impressive, buddy. Nice work. All right, next challenge.
Wait, no next challenge. Look, this is my first night living with Robin. She's probably pissed I'm spending it out with you.
She's smoking in the bath.
This might be our last hurrah, my little friend.
Marshall, I am going to cook you the best dinner of your life. How would you like a... one egg omelet with some ketchup and film? Yes, Ted's the one who did the shopping. Oh, look, a microwave pizza! Guess the microwave was Ted's, too.
Yeah, so were all the towels. It turns out that everything that was useful in this apartment was Ted's. Everything that was a fog hat poster we bought ironically in college was mine.
Marshall.
Yeah, baby?
I miss Ted.
Is it too soon to call him?
No, we shouldn't. I don't want to interrupt his first night living with Robin.
You know, if we win this one, it's free onion rings at the Intergalactic Snack Shack.
Oh, what a bargain. We only had to spend 20 bucks a game.
Admit it, you're having fun.
Maybe. It was pretty funny when that little girl fell over that space barrel.
They're playing laser tag.
Nice, we win. Oh, walk of shame, walk of game. What up?
Okay, let's go one more.
I don't know.
You know you want to.
All right, let's do it. I just gotta call Robin real quick.
Oh, so that's what it's going to be like from now on. No, okay. You call your old lady and ask permission to have fun. Me, I will be at the snack shack eating our victory onion rings Han style. Solo.
Ted dials, then Robin answers his call.
Hey, Ted.
Hey, sweetie, listen, I'm really sorry, but I'm going to be pretty late, so don't wait up.
Oh, it's totally fine. You do what you got to do.
Thanks. You're the best. I love you.
I love you, too. Bye. Hey, sorry about that. Thanks for holding. So if you could go ahead and cancel my subscription to Guns and Ammo, that would be great. No, it's a great magazine. Really great. They've printed 3 of my letters. It's just that my boyfriend is moving in and he kind of doesn't approve of the whole gun thing. A free hand grenade phone? You know what? Let me give you my work address.
I did it, baby! I got beer! I got food! We don't need Ted anymore. I am the provider of this apartment now, and I have provided.
Provode?
Provided. Anyway, I got us everything we need.
Great. Could you toss me the toilet paper?
Be right back, baby. Sit tight.
Hey, I gotta admit, I didn't think I would, but I had a really good time tonight. You're a good friend, Barney.
They chink beer bottles.
Hey, man, why don't you tell me where my truck is?
No, I don't think so.
Where's my truck?
Do you know why I haven't given you any of your possessions back yet?
Because you're Admiral Jerk of the British Royal Douchery.
Because you don't want them back. Ugh. You could have left at any time tonight, but you didn't, Ted. Why is that?
Because I didn't want to go back to Robin's without my stuff.
False. You know what I think? I think you spent one day with her and it already sucked. I think you didn't like being there, she didn't like having you there, and you both realized that you made a huge mistake. And that's why you spent your first night living with Robin, out playing laser tag with me. And that's why 3 seconds ago, you didn't call it my place or our place or home. You called it Robin's.
You know what? You can keep my stuff. Hey.
Hey, did you get the truck back?
No.
Why not? What happened?
Oh, he pissed me off so much I left. Anyway, I just wanted to come back here, space out, and watch a movie. Do you have anything that wasn't made by John Woo?
Why, do you?
You know, forget the movie. I just want to sit.
Oh. Ted puts his feet up on the coffee table.
It's just I eat at that table.
Fine, I'll take my shoes off. You know, why don't you just throw me down in the storage space where you have room for me?
Ted, come on.
No, you come on. I had to jump through hoops all night for Barney, and then it took me an hour to get home because this place is so far away from the bar. Oh, my God.
What?
I know where Barney put my truck.
Let's go back to my place.
I bet you my place is closer.
Here we are.
You live in the loading dock behind the bar?
I don't live here, baby. This is just my ride.
No. I'm not getting into any van. I've seen Silence of the Lambs.
The back of the van's kitted out with carpet, a bed, and mood lighting. Moments later, they're chinking champagne flutes.
Oh my God, we're drinking champagne in the back of a moving van.
Why, yes, Sarah, yes we are. Those other Rockettes who called you slow are crazy.
Sarah kisses Barney passionately, and he reaches up to slide down the rear door. Suddenly, the engine starts up, and the truck starts to move. Barney's thrown to the floor as his mobile rings.
Hello?
Enjoying the ride?
Ted, you let us out of here. Let us out of here this instant.
This isn't Ted, but I hear that guy's awesome.
Later.
So I took Sarah home, and I took Barney to a bar near his apartment. Apparently that strategy had never occurred to him.
That poor girl must have been so confused.
Yeah. Well, at least Barney learned a valuable lesson. You do not want to get scissor kicked in the groin by a Rockette.
They're sitting on the steps of Robin's apartment.
So, I guess we should get you unpacked.
Yeah. I guess we should.
Lily, deep within the Amazonian rainforest, there is a type of tree that only grows around the body of an existing tree. It cannot survive without this tree. It is supported by this tree. Lily, we are that tree.
The inside tree or the outside tree?
The outside tree.
Well, shouldn't there be three trees?
You and I are one tree. Okay, look, Lily, the point is that we grew around Ted, and without him, we're slowly dying.
What do we do?
I think we can marry each other. But we also have to marry Ted.
I'll tell you right now, my dad is not going to pay for that wedding.
Ted!
What are you doing here?
Robert and I aren't going to move in together after all.
What happened? I thought we decided we were ready.
I know. How did we come to that again?
I don't remember. We were fighting. It's all so blurry.
Yeah.
The let's move in together sex was pretty amazing.
I know. I did that thing with no hands I normally need both to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm really happy with you.
I'm really happy with you, the way things are.
Maybe we shouldn't mess with that.
I don't know that we should.
They hug each other.
Hey, I hear the let's not move in together sex is pretty incredible.
Let's go back to my place.
Mm.
Ted opens the rear door of the removal van.
Welcome.
Thank you.
You'll be very happy.
I hope so.
Look, I know you guys were really excited about having the place to yourself, and until after the wedding, I mean, if it's not too much of an imposition.
Marshall and Lily hug him.
God, this feels so right.
Never leave us again.
Guys, Robin's down in the truck, and there's actually a lot of boxes, so maybe we should just...
Do we have time for this? Ladies and gentlemen, I have in my hand a copy of tonight's top 10 list, the category Top 10 Things I Would Have Called My Truck.
It was never your truck.
If Ted hadn't been a jerk and given it back.
It was a rental.
Number 10, the Winnebago. Number 9, the pickup truck.
Mm-hmm.
Number 8, the Ford Explorer. Number 7, the U Scream truck. U Scream truck. Number 6, Feels on Wheels. Hello. Number 5, The Ride Her Truck. Number 4, The 18 Squealer. Number 3, The Esca Laid. Number 2, The Slam Boney. And the number 1 thing I would have called my truck if Ted hadn't been a jerk and given it back, the 69 Chevy. Sorry.